to the kitchen to clean the pots and pans and told her to use elbow grease. After a bit of time, my sister and little sister came back into the living room where my mother sat and said, "I've looked and looked and I cannot find the elbow grease." Well, this reminds me of this gospel reading today. It's about as complex as one can get, about understanding what it means to eat Christ's body and blood. I hope, as I looked at it, it is about understanding what the essence of what Jesus was asking us. Because you understand, in the Jewish tradition, one did not drink the blood of an animal. So Jesus is saying, "Drink my blood?" You can understand how perplexed they were. And to eat flesh, how complicated that must have been. This man was already a puzzle. He was healing the sick, bringing the dead back to life, and now he's saying, "Eat me?" It was just beyond comprehension. And that's what Jesus was asking us, to enter into the mystery of his incarnation. This was God sent himself in the form of the Son of God to be among us, to be flesh, so that we could get as close to God as possible. And Jesus in this gospel was asking us to get as close as possible, as intimate as possible with him. In our religion, as an Episcopalian, we have two great sacraments: the sacrament of baptism and the sacrament of the Eucharist. Those are our greatest sacraments. Today we are blessed to be able to enter a new little one, Harper, born May 29th, into the sacrament of baptism. We are welcoming her into the family, into our family as a Christian community, a Christian family. You will notice in baptism we do not use the child's last name, because when we bring her into our family, she is adopted as her last name being Christian. Harper Ray Christian. She will use her formal name, last name, for the rest of her life. But within this, into the mystery, she becomes Christian. And it is in this mystery that she joins with us. The mystery of Christ. And then how one can continue being embraced in the mystery and joining in the mystery is through the Eucharist. You see, Jesus was inviting us into being part of him and him part of us. You see, this is counterproductive to what we are raised in our society. From the time one is little, one is taught to compartmentalize. You are taught that it's time to eat, time to go to bed, time to say your night prayers. As you get older, it's time to study, it's time to play. And as we even get older, it's time to work. Saturday's our time to play or do the work we don't get done during the week. And Sunday is our time to go to church. So we learn to compartmentalize everything. And so in doing so, we are compartmentalizing our life with Christ. Sunday's a good time to be with Christ. It's a time to go to communion, and then we leave, and we do whatever we get to do the rest of Sunday, and during the week we go back to work. We then have time to go on vacation. But Jesus, within this gospel, is saying, don't compartmentalize me. Don't make me part of your day. But when you wake up, as you open the blinds of the curtain, say, "For me to live is Christ. Every moment of this day is my prayer. It's my day to welcome Jesus into my whole being and for Jesus to welcome me into a relationship. That's the secret of this gospel reading. It's about being one, not just on Sunday. And one of the things within this baptismal vows that their family, the parents and the godparent will be saying today is, will you embrace Jesus? Will you forego evil? Will you do everything possible to raise this child up in that relationship with Jesus? Not a Sunday relationship, not an evening prayer relationship, but a total relationship. And we, as a community, will be asked, will you support these parents and godparents in doing this? And we will say, we will, with God's help. We all are part of this child's life from this moment on. Every one of us. Whether we are there physically, but spiritually, we are part of this child's life. And in being part of that life, we're to help that child have Christ as the center. But in order to do that, Christ has to be the center of our life also. So it's not a Sunday service. It's a forever service. Yesterday, we had the funeral of a man who lived the Christian life. So from the moment of birth and received into the Christian faith to the moment you die, Christ needs to be your center. Because once Christ becomes your center, we are promised that whether our life here on this earth is short or whether it's very, very long, this is only a temporary time. But our time is to be with Jesus Christ for eternity. That's our promise given to us from the moment we are baptized till the moment we die. We are promised that our life is forever with God. And that's the gift we have. And that's the gift we share today with this baby. And that's the gift we share with each other. And so remember, this cannot be a Sunday service. This has to be an intimate relationship, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's what Jesus invited us in to share with him. The moment he walked on this earth, the moment he died, the moment he came back, and when he rose again, he said, come, be part of me as I am part of you. Amen.